So we are commanded to go. We are empowered to go. We are equipped to go. We have a clear understanding why we should go. We have a clear understanding of who we should go to. The question then is, why aren't we going?
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Jay Tyler from Holt Assembly of God, and I want to welcome you to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. Here in just a moment, you'll be hearing a message that I recently shared with our congregation at Holt Assembly of God. Today's message is part one of a message entitled, A Mission of Compassion. Matthew 28:19 tells us that the church has been commissioned by Jesus to complete the calling of the Great Commission, and this is our mission. Our prayer for you today is that you are challenged, blessed, and encouraged as you hear the Word of God shared in this message.
But if you have your Bible, turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 12, and then later on in the message will be in Matthew chapter 9. So that's Romans 5:12, and then later on in the message will be in Matthew chapter 9. The message this morning is simply a continuation of the message I shared with you last week entitled The Mission. We have a mission, amen? We have a mission. And I want you to look closely at these three statements I'm going to show you here that'll help us understand our mission. It's easy for us to get sidetracked and get disoriented from our mission. There's one mission. The church has one mission. And so I want these three statements to kind of help us, guide us into this message. And I think you'll see where I'm going here this morning. But number one, we are commissioned to go. We are commissioned to go. Before Jesus ascended into heaven, Jesus gave the verbal command to his disciples. How many disciples do we have in here this morning? Well, if you're a Christian, you should have your hand up, right? Jesus gave the verbal command to his disciples to go and preach the gospel and make disciples of all nations. He authorized the church to complete the mission that he began. So, number one, we are commissioned to go. Number two, we are empowered to go. We are empowered to go. We have the empowerment of the Holy Spirit to accomplish our mission. Now, many of us have gifts, we have talents, we have abilities, but they will fall short in completing the mission that God has for us. And so God gives us the Holy Spirit. He empowers us through the Holy Spirit, and he enables us to accomplish this mission. Number three, we are equipped to go. Equipped to go. Jesus has given his church ministry gifts, five of them: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. For what reason? For the equipping of his church, for the work of the ministry, for the completion of the mission. Now, hopefully, those three statements will help guide us through this, the rest of this message. So we are commanded to go, we are empowered to go, and we are equipped to go. So here's the question. As disciples, are we going to the lost? And if not, why then? If we're not going to the lost, if we're not making disciples, then why? I want to talk to you this morning about a mission of compassion. Simply a mission of compassion. The Great Commission is a mission of compassion. Let's define a little bit further our mission. Maybe this will help us out. Who is our mission field? Who belongs in our mission field? Who are we called to reach? Who are we called to disciple? Well, clearly, the Word of God tells us it's all people, amen? All people, not just some, not just the ones we like and love, all people. Everyone say all, so I know you're there. All people, red, yellow, black, and white. All people. So why, though? Why are we called to reach all people? Well, Romans 5:12 tells us, therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because what? All sinned. All sinned. So Jesus commanded us to go and make disciples of all nations because all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God. Look around. We're in a room full of people who have sinned. We've all sinned and we've all fallen short of the glory of God. There's not one of you that are perfect in here. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. We've all sinned. That's why our mission, that's why the mission exists. Our mission is extended to all people because everyone has come under the effects of sin. We have a mission because sin has created a crisis. Sin is the reason why we have this mission. Listen, in the beginning, prior to original sin, man had one mission. That was the fellowship with God, to worship God, to commune with God, to walk with God. But sin has destroyed that mission. And so there is a new mission. Listen, man can't worship God unless he's redeemed. Man cannot commune with God unless he is born again. So the mission has been now, is now that we seek and save the lost. Redemption is the mission, so that men and women can worship God and commune with God. So sin is the reason why we have the mission, but our Creator has given this mission to go out and to seek and to save that which is lost. Sin has altered God's purpose in our lives. Sin has broken fellowship with God, and our mission is to restore fellowship with God. Listen, man can't enjoy his original purpose again until he is born again. Listen, religion won't satisfy it. Going to church will not satisfy it. Being a good person won't satisfy it. Only if you are born again will satisfy that requirement. Only then can you come into the presence of the Lord through the blood of Jesus, by his sacrifice, entering into the Holy of Holies and into the presence of God. Listen, you can't come there on your own merit. You can't come there because of who you belong to, who you were born to. You can't come there because of the money you make or the money you don't make. You have to come there through the blood of Jesus. It's only through his blood that we have access to the presence of God, where fellowship is restored with God. Listen, in the beginning, God warned Adam his sin would bring forth what? Death. His sin would bring forth death. And as we read that story in Genesis, we see that Adam and Eve, they ate the fruit, but did they die immediately? They didn't die a physical death immediately, did they? But they died immediately a spiritual death, because sin immediately separated them from God. That's why God banished them from the garden. That's why God banished them from his presence, because their sin had separated them from God. We see that here in Isaiah chapter 59. But your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. So our sin separates us from God. That means this: every person on planet Earth is terminal. Every man and woman has an expiration date. Unless Jesus comes, unless Jesus, you know, tarries, listen, we are going to all perish. We are all going to go the way of the grave. We all have an expiration date. Every person in here is terminal. Every person in this room, every person in this life has been personally affected by sin. And again, unless Jesus tarries, we will die a physical death because of our sin. It's the outcome of sin. But again, let's focus on this, the spiritual outcome. Man is separated from God because of their sin. Man is separated from God because of their sin. And God's desire, God's heart, is that we are redeemed and we restore fellowship with our Creator. Listen, if man is not redeemed and experience new birth, he will be eternally separated from Almighty God. Isn't that sad that we, as God's creation, the apple of his eye, could be eternally separated from his presence? Can you imagine being eternally separated from one of your children? That's God's heart. Remember, God loves you as a son and as a daughter. So the mission we have is a spiritual mission, it's a humanitarian mission, it's a mission of compassion. Jesus came to seek and to save the lost, but he only started the mission. Once he went to heaven, there was a tag team handoff to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit now empowers us, he embodies us, he enables us, and we are then charged, commanded to go and complete the mission. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all. Who was that one man? Adam. Resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, who we talk about now? Jesus, the second Adam. The free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Through the original, through man came sin, but through Jesus comes life. Amen? The second Adam. Restoration is a theme of the Word of God. Restoration is a theme of the gospel. God wants to restore relationship to us. That's why the second Adam came in the likeness and image of God. He was God, God in the flesh. So we are commanded to go. We are empowered to go. We are equipped to go. We have a clear understanding why we should go. We have a clear understanding of who we should go to. The question then is, why aren't we going? Why aren't we going? Romans 10:14. Check this out. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Pastor, the reason I don't go is because I'm not a preacher. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Well, I'm not an extrovert like you. Neither am I. Trust me. I just pretend like I am. I'm not a public speaker. Neither am I. I just play one in real life, okay? Join the club. Join the club. And I understand that not everybody is called to come behind this desk and preach God's word to a congregation. But every one of us in here are called to preach the word of God. Jesus has commissioned each and every one of us to go. To go. A preacher is simply an advocate. A preacher is simply an advocate. Some of you advocate on social media every day. You advocate on social media. Some of you get at work and you advocate around the water cooler. Some of you advocate regularly. You might be at the restaurant, your political views. Why is it we can't advocate the most important issue? But why is it suddenly when it comes to communicating the gospel of Jesus Christ that we clam up and we suddenly can't advocate anything? I've come to this conclusion. Our mission and our inability to complete our mission is because we have these self-imposed hindrances. And these self-imposed hindrances keep us from fulfilling the mission. I'm just going to address one this morning. Just one. We lack compassion to go. We lack compassion to go. You say, Pastor, your words offend me. Listen, I ain't from Missouri, but you show me. Show me then. Prove me wrong. Prove the assessment wrong. See, the proof is not in words. The proof is in the action. Amen? See, it's easy to say I love you, but it's a lot harder to show that you love someone. Don't tell me how much you love the lost. Show me how much you love the lost. As a church, let's not tell God how much we love lost people. Let's show him how much we love. Better yet, let's not tell our community how much we love them. Let's show them how much we love them. Don't abandon me now. Amen. Church, an honest assessment. Listen, only an honest assessment can correct the course of events. Listen, we can lie and smile and say, boy, isn't that just great? Or we can do something about it. Now, which is it going to be? See, I think we lack compassion. I know we lack compassion. And here's why. Some of it is this. Some of the reason we lack compassion is because of our own theological views. Now, personally, I believe we are, as Pentecostals, we are a holiness people. We came out of the holiness movement. We believe in personal holiness. God is holy, therefore what? We should be holy, right? I mean, you can't rip that out of the Word of God. It's in there. So we emphasize holiness. The Bible is clear about it. However, I think as a result, this is what happens. We expect sinners not to sin. We expect sinners not to sin. Sinners are going to sin, they're going to live sinfully, and they are going to stoop to all kinds of levels of sin. They are not born again, that's why. Why is it that when sinners sin, we get so riled up? They're going to sin. I'm not making excuses for it. I'm just simply, let's get the reality of it. They're not going to live holy because they are not born again. They are incapable. It's impossible for them to live a holy life without the Holy Spirit inside of them.
I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this broadcast of Life in the Spirit. I pray it was a blessing to you. If you're looking for a church home, I want to invite you to come and worship with us Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. or join us Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. for our family night. On Friday, April the 27th at 7:30 p.m., we are having an outdoor movie night at Holt Assembly of God. This is a free event, perfect for the family, to watch a movie in a family-friendly environment. There'll be plenty of free popcorn and soda, so please come bring your own lawn chair or blanket for seating. Holt Assembly of God is located at 540 3rd Avenue in Holt, Florida. Our phone number is 850-537-8351 or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Until our next broadcast of Life in the Spirit, God bless you as you serve the Lord Jesus with a grateful heart.